Forgive me, Father. In this confession, it has been several years since my last. I have many sins with which to accuse myself today. I have been doing many things, Father. Many things that I shouldn't be doing. Prideful, gluttonous, and lustful things. Things I shouldn't even be mentioning in this church. But I suppose that's what this booth is for, isn't it? I haven't been inside of one of these since I was a girl. That feels so very long ago. I've always fought my desires, Father, even back when I would attend church here as a girl. Do you remember me? I sat in that back left pew on Sunday mornings with my family. I was around 15 then. You were fresh out of Catholic seminary. I remember you often telling me how pretty my dresses were. I remember wanting to wear a brand new one for you every Sunday. You had such a kind face and a nice smile. After you joined the church, I never missed another Sunday. Oh, of course I had a little crush. You were very handsome. And from what I can tell, you still are. I must say that I was quite happy to see you were still here with the church. Part of me, was hoping that you would be here today. Oh, I'm sorry, but of course, Father. I know you're married to the church. I didn't mean to speak like such a harlot. I've come to confession, and here I am, flirting. This is why I'm here. I'm having these inappropriate urges. Thank you for forgiving me. I'm glad you're happy to see me as well. I'm glad you remember. Perhaps I should start with my sins that I committed right here in church. Father, this isn't the first time I've sat in this confessional without panties on. Yes, that's what I said. Without panties. I slipped them off and put them in my purse, just like I used to when I would sneak in here. Why? Father, I know you're a man of God, but you're still a man. You know why I took them off, don't you? I want to hear you say it. I need to know I'm confessing to a man of reason. Yes, Father. I took my panties off so I could touch my pussy. What a slutty thing for me to say. Please accept my apologies, Father. I am sorry. I'm sorry. It's these inappropriate thoughts and these words, these urges, they just keep happening. Can I tell you a secret? Do you promise to only tell God? Okay. One time, I left school early, and I managed to sneak in here to listen to you practice your sermon. I hid in here in this confessional booth on your side, and I played with myself while I listened to your voice echo scripture through the walls. You were preparing for midnight mass, and I was holding my moans back in my throat while I soaked that little seat you're sitting in there. I even left my panties in here a couple of times. Did you ever find them? Another time, during evening service, I snuck off to your office upstairs. My family thought I had taken a walk for air, but I was up in your office, twirling in your chair, my panties around my ankles, and just playing with my clit. I had my first orgasm when I was 14, Father, and I haven't been able to control myself since. I was half frightened you'd catch me and half hoping you would. What would you have done if... Father, are you still listening? Father? Father, I can see through the gate. When did you take your cock? No, 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 please, please don't put it away. No, I won't tell a soul. It can be our little secret. I won't tell anyone you're a pervert just like me. No, I won't tell. You just keep stroking your cock and I'll keep confessing. Does that sound good? Okay. I'll be a good girl and I'll tell you all of my dirty little sins. All the times that I've craved cock and all the things I've stuffed into my little holes. How I've begged to be beaten and hurt. And that time that I even engaged in homosexuality, Father. Do you mind if I touch myself too? While I listen to you, touch yourself. Okay. Have you ever tasted pussy, Father? Come now, you must be lying. No one is 100% good. Especially not a priest stroking his cock in confession. Come here, get close to the gate. I won't touch you, I promise. I promise, come here. I want you to watch for just a moment. Have you ever seen a woman spread her pussy just for you, Father? From that smile, I'll say no. Look. Watch, I'm gonna fuck my pussy with these fingers. Do you see? Do you see them disappear inside? This is what I used to do when I was a girl, Father. I would lay here and listen. Lay here and fuck myself. I would try to shut my mouth while I come. Come here, Father. I want you to bring your face right up close to the gate. You can smell and taste me if you like. Of course, you don't have to. That's what I thought. Who's the slut wanting pussy in their mouth now? Maybe you should say please. Come on, Daddy. Play along with me and say please. Say please or I'll get up and leave right now. Of course, I'm just playing. Here. You can put my fingers in your mouth if you want. Just open your gate a little bit. So good. Fuck, your mouth is so warm. How does my pussy taste, Father? How does it taste? Look at your cock. It looks even harder now. Do you think it's ever been that hard? I don't think so. I used to sit in that pew and fantasize about your cock in my throat, Father. I must confess it's much prettier than I ever expected it to be. I fantasize about sucking dick a lot. Oh, it consumes me sometimes. Sometimes, Father, I masturbate to images of women having their throats fucked and and their pussy slapped. Yes. At the same time. Can you picture it? Imagine me laying on a pew. And hanging my head right off of the edge. You can kneel next to my open mouth and fuck me like some sort of slutty little altar. Have you ever thought about a throat around your cock, father? Pretty lips slowly, wetly slipping down your girth. Lovely little girls begging to drain you of your cum. I do want your cum, father. I want your blessing. Will you come for me? Please? Bless me, daddy. I've confessed most of my sins to the church. I'm ready to be punished. What will please you, daddy spanks? Spank myself where? Father. Okay. I know I said it. Okay. How many? 10? Yes, father, yes. 10 it is. Will you stroke yourself along with me, father, please? Will you follow along? Okay. Alright. One. I'm so glad I came to church today. Two. Aren't you, father? Oh, fuck. Three. Oh, that really hurt. Stand up, let me see your cock. Oh, five, fuck. Ow. Six. Are you getting close? Seven. Eight. Nine. There you go. You must have liked that. Oh, look at you. You said you locked the doors, right? I hope no one heard us. Do you think I could come back tomorrow and confess some of my sins from outside the church? Yes, Father, I know it's getting late, but you aren't leaving now, are you? No. No. You're gonna crawl over here and taste what you've done.